Everything was normal when I started the game. Just mind over matter at that point. We just had to make plays. We had great calls. It just boiled down to us executing. We executed on some, we didn't execute on others, and that was kind of the tail of the game. We left too many plays out there, and it showed we lost. He's doing a great job, and he has the ability to stretch the field and make plays, and he did a great job along with our other receivers today. I think we had 7 different guys catch the football today, and they all made tough catches, had tough yards after catch. I know Rashad Jennings did a phenomenal job on a third down, breaking a tackle on our sideline to convert that. So they did a great job, and just it's a bummer that we didn't pull it out.
At lower levels, there are moral victories. I'm sure that's not the case at this level.
In the NFL, you never really have moral victories, but there are definitely things that we can build on. Offensively, we did some good things, but at the end of the day, when you're in the red zone, I think 3 times and you only come away with 1 touchdown, you're not going to win many games doing that. You got to have a high touchdown percentage when you're that close, because when you're playing the teams that we play on this league, it's going to be extremely competitive.
The one play where you put that hit prior to the next play where you made the pass over the middle, I don't know, did you give a momentary thought to maybe going out for one play? I couldn't tell, by the way.
No, I never think about going out unless something's wrong.
Yeah.
Just gets irritated a little bit, but at the end of the day, you can't worry about it. People in this game, in this locker room, don't feel good. It's just kind of the nature. Like I said earlier on this week, your body's never 100% after the first day of training camp. It's just something that you got to work through, persevere through, and just go out there and execute to the best of your ability.
Am I right to say that it was not an insignificant hit?
No hit in the NFL is insignificant. There are some big guys that run pretty fast that hit you pretty hard.
How often do you practice that play or guy?
It's just a play kind of in our repertoire, and he made a great catch. It's a pretty athletic play for a 325-pound big man, and they brought cover 0 pressure, and him and Sadie's got out on the route and add a little pressure and just try to put enough air on it so he could turn around and make the catch.
Practice it, but when it comes in, are you still surprised it's caught?
No, it's a tremendous play. It worked. We scored a touchdown, and it's just a play that we have and that we can execute.
He adjusted the ball well to get a little bit tipped, and that's why I had to put it down.
On which one?
On that play.
No, it didn't get tipped. I just, I don't really remember, to be honest. Maybe you guys saw the replay, but I just had to get rid of it a little early, a little before he got his eyes around. So I just tried to give it as much air as possible and take a little off it so we had an opportunity to catch it.
I apologize if you didn't ask about this stuff on the fourth and one play. It's just a matter of
it's
supposed to go to Mercedes.
It's just crossing routes, and they brought some pressure, and one guy's going to pop. And I made the wrong read, made the wrong throw.
But I'm sorry if you answered this already, too, but how are you feeling right now?
I feel great, except for the fact that we lost. So physically, I'm good. A little irritated that we couldn't pull that out. Like I said previously, we just left too many plays out there.
Third quarter, 3-3 outs. Did they do anything different with the
volume? No, it just boils down to us not executing. When you have plays called, certain plays called, you need to go out there and get chunks of yards, get ourselves in third and manageable like we had been doing for the most of the game up until that point. And those 3-3 and outs, I think, to start the third quarter off, just that can't happen. We'd have to move the ball, and if we don't come away with points, we got to change the field position.
How do you overcome this? I mean, they go for a while, and then, like I said, the end of the third quarter, it kind of bounced back.
It's just, like I've said all year long, there's going to be ups and downs throughout every game, throughout every NFL season. It's the team that can stay even keel through those highs and lows is going to come away. We had some highs and we had some lows today, and at the end of the day, we couldn't overcome that. We couldn't overcome our lack of execution in the red zone. Even though we had some field goals, we only had 1 touchdown, and you got to You got to have more touchdowns and field goals in the red zone.
Do you feel like you bounced back better today? Maybe early in the season?
All in all, our team bounced back. Like I said, there's no moral victories in the NFL, but we were playing a great football team in a hostile environment at Lambeau Field, so you kind of got to take some things out of this, take the positives out of it, but you got to learn from the mistakes that we did make, and there were some critical mistakes in that game.